Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show, starring me, Dakota. I'm your host, the King of Comedy. Dakota, of course, I already said that. My name's in the title of the show. And tonight, I have the coolest co-host ever, the goddess of advice, Lacey.
Hey.
Hola. Nobody saw the face I just made, but I'm having knee issues right now, guys, and I moved and my knee hurt. So as I said that, I'm getting old, people. I'm getting old. Oh, something just popped. I don't even know what popped, but something popped. I think I pulled a hemi. I don't even know what a hemi is, but I pulled it. So, Lacey, what is
you
up? It's been a while since we've done a show, guys.
About a few weeks, yeah.
I'm alive. That is sort of my fault, guys. It's been a crazy month. I had shows planned this month, but beginning of the month, I had a pulled muscle in my back and was all medicated up for a while and couldn't really get everything done for the shows. And then after I get that taken care of, I was spider bit. Still have no superpowers, by the way, people. I'm a little disappointed. I just got off the medication for that not long ago. And now I got a knee issue. But don't worry, people. I'm not taking medication
for
this.
One thing after another, guys.
But December, I'm planning on starting off strong. So I got a few episodes planned before the year's up. And then after the first of the year, I got a full schedule of shit planned out. And then, of course, Lacey's going to be doing her Levi's show. Is that the title you're going with?
Ask me Levi's.
What she said. We're going to put that on a t-shirt. And everybody, you're not going to be hearing Shane's pretty, pretty voice tonight. Sorry, he is out with Corona right now. So if everybody wants to go wish him the best, I don't think he's in Facebook jail, so he might get your messages.
In all seriousness.
But, yeah. Shane, if you are hearing this, man, get better soon, my boy. And tell Devin to get better soon. And I hope you guys are doing good. But with all that out of the way, let's BS on this episode. I got really nothing mainly to talk about. I didn't set up a whole bunch of random things to jump into here, guys. but yeah, I don't know. I take it you've had Corona, right, Lacey, or no?
No, I never had Corona. I just nearly died of flesh and
blood. So you're the only one of us that hasn't caught Corona yet. That's good.
True. I've had everything else.
Well, technically, we don't know if I had it either, guys, because I wasn't really sick from it. But I'm just going to say I had it because I'm in the database of having it. So.
They say you had the
but animal. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, guys, y'all should be proud of me. I took the big step, got my first shot for the vaccine. Yeah, that's right.
And
I'm only growing
die.
A tail and an extra arm, so it's all good. Oh, yeah, I didn't die, though. I just have I'm just growing extra body parts.
That's the superpowers that he always wanted, though, people. Don't let him rock you.
Oh, you know it. Best superpower ever. Well, between it and not getting any spider powers from my spider bite, man, I'm a little disappointed here. I want to be a member like the X-Men or something, guys, and it's not working out. They're not going to let me into my humor. They got Deadpool already. Deadpool can be the funny one. I mean, I can't just walk in there and be the funny guy.
He can be the one that almost dies every time.
Oh, yes. I could be. Like, the one that nobody expects to survive it, you know? And they're, like, at the very end, like, they think he's dead. And just, like, they look over and they're like, where you been? Yeah, I've been smoking weed over there. I saw everything blow up over here. But I was like, oh, man, I'm going to stay over here. But, hey, good job saving everybody. I'm going to go talk to the news people now. I'll be the one that, like, does nothing but takes all the credit. Like.
That would be him. Like,
they'll be like, Dakota is the coolest superhero of all time. Yes, yes I am. Thank you.
Somehow he always gets complimented on other people's good doing because he's present. And he's like, yeah, it was me.
Yeah, pretty much. hey, sometimes I get credit without even trying to get the credit. Somebody just walks in and is like, Dakota, you did a good job on this. I'm like, yeah, I did. Thank you. And I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. Luckiest bastard.
I was going to say, Lacey works with me, so guys, so she's seen it firsthand.
You could literally have all the flour on you and all the sweat and stuff, and people would still think he's the one that cooked it.
Yep, pretty much. So
for real.
Well, guys, like I said, we're going to keep this episode on the short side. So I'm going to jump into the ads. And when we're done with the ads, Lacey is going to give you guys a preview. Let me try to get that out there, guys. When we get done with the ads, Lacey's going to give you guys a preview of some Asking Levice. I hope I got it right that time. Sorry if I didn't.
You did.
But anyways, here are the ads. You guys ready for these? Yo,
I'm ready.
I got big, tasty nuts, and they are a perfect gift to put under the tree or in your mouth. So go to D's Nuts today and order away. Use promo code BigHairyNuts to get half off your next order. And to stick with the nuts theme here, we got cocks, and more cocks. Big cocks, small cocks. They got all cocks at Chicken Hub today. And those are your ads. Oh, yeah, you guys know what my mind's been the last few days. Anywho, Lacey, I'm going to let you take over this part of the show, and, I don't know, man, give us some advice.
So, first off, I want to say that my page on Facebook has went off for a week now. We're up to 61 followers, yay, by the way. It's already... We've already had some anonymous questions that's come in, which you can do by sending a private message, and we can do advice and talk privately, and other people doesn't have to know about it, and that's been going pretty well. And then also you can ask questions on the page or send me questions through private message that you would like me to go over on the show that we have. So we actually have two that did not want to be anonymous. They were okay with it being on the show. And all I'll do is what I always told them as well is that I only address you by your first name, so still people don't know who you are. So it's kind of, you know.
Unless your name's Dakota, then they can figure it out, because there's only like five Dakotas.
Listen, Dakota's going to ask questions anyway, because he's always going to want a crazy one to be in there too to lighten the mood.
Oh, you know it. You know me. I'm just going to throw random ones out there.
So
I got to keep you guys
fear.
On your
His
toes on this.
Come up. Yes. But let's see. Amanda was our first one that said that she didn't want to go anonymous. She was okay with us talking about it on the show. She has a new teenager. She's a first-time mom. And her question was, how on earth do you have the awkward conversations of sex ed with your child when they're the opposite sex? So... this is interesting. It's a lot of fun. But that could be because my family was very open with it growing up. We talked about it at the dinner table. Nothing was very awkward. You know, they try to beat it out of you young. my suggestion is to keep it that way. Reason being is we've also kept that the same way with our nieces and nephews. I mean, I don't have children myself yet. I do have a 18-year-old nephew. Which I had to have a sex talk with, which he's very awkward or very quiet, so he does not like talking about things like that anyway, so I can tell you it's never really comfortable. However, it's very important to let them know that they're able to express themselves in multiple ways, and that's okay. Telling your 16-year-old and your 17-year-old that it's not okay to watch porn is very hypocritical, because everybody knows when you were that age, you did the same thing, okay? No, you're not fooling anybody. You're not fooling no one, okay? So by telling them that they're going to hell or that they're wrong for that or whatever, would you rather them be out getting other people pregnant? I mean, come on, watching porn at least keeps your... that down, okay? I'm just saying. But the more open you are with your child or niece or nephew or the better, because they're going to come to you because they're more comfortable to talk about things with you, especially when they're scared or they have questions. And let's not lie, we all know at that age, too, you get scared, too. You're like, what the hell is that?
At that age, you get all this false advice from your friends and shit, and they don't even know what the hell they're talking about at that age. So,
let me tell you an example, okay, and then I'll be completely done with this one, Amanda. I was a case manager for mental health, and I had a child that we could not figure out why this girl kept having a yeast infection, and I always had to take this girl to her appointments. She was 16 years old, okay? Come to find out, she just starts randomly talking to me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with her. I'm asking her maybe if she's not doing her hygiene right or something's going on. She had watched a video on YouTube where it said if you use jelly preserves during sex, it can help you not get pregnant. Okay? This girl was getting yeast infections because she was putting jelly in her areas. Okay? Jelly that you eat. Okay? Talk to your children, please. They should not
Anyways, I apologize for laughing at that.
No, it's okay. We all laughed at it. We all did better. She no longer used jelly preserves, and she no longer had yeast infections. Win-win. Okay.
Is this like where somebody got jelly mixed up with like KY jelly or something, and then they're just like,
they thought it was the same thing?
Because
I am the curious person. I made her pull up the YouTube video. It is there.
Oh my!
No,
for real?
There. I don't think this was years ago. Yeah. Yes, but you should look it up. People do it. Or it's like when kids look up.
What do we look up on YouTube? Jelly pussy? What do we look up on YouTube? Jelly pussy?
I'll get with you after the show because I will not advertise with children. That's not how it's done. Okay? Please. Anyway, so that's just my advice. Keep it simple and open and not judgmental, because we've all been there. Don't try to take the high road and tell them that you were better than that when you were a kid. It's a lie. Okay? And they know that.
So how many times did you put jelly down there till you figured out that's not how it goes?
Listen, like I said, I was very open with my parents. I knew you put no food in that area to keep you from getting pregnant. The only thing that kept you from getting pregnant, prayers.
Did you watch the whole video? Maybe at the end of the video, like, the guy's like, all right, you got the jelly down there, I got some peanut butter on my bread, and we're just going to make a sandwich.
No, it wasn't that sophisticated, really. It was a mostly like...
And guys, don't worry, when she's doing her show, I'm not going to be on it, so I'm not going to be interrupting and making dumb jokes to her. It would be more of a serious thing.
It's okay, but the best thing about that, some of these questions, is keeping humor as a form of easing the tension. I'm just saying. Best medicine. Anyway, it's going on.
Yeah, humor does fix everything.
It does. I mean, there is some situations where you hold off on it because, you know, it's too soon, Dakota. But
No. I mean, I know a dude got shot in the arm one time. I made a few jokes about it. He laughed as he was bleeding to death. It was cool.
Oh, anyway. He will appear on the show a few times, Gus, but it's okay. I promise he will respect you.
Hey, I'm only directing in there in spirit, guys. I'm just saying.
This is the truth. My next one was, let's see. Oh. His name is Jeffrey. He has a son who is gay. He does not know how to talk to his son who is gay. And he's asking about advice on what to talk about or whatever. My advice to you is to treat him like he's normal, because he's normal. Okay. He's just because his sexual preferences are different doesn't mean that he's not a kid and he's not your son. He's still your son. So first, don't be like, how do I talk to my gay son? Be like, how do I talk to my son? That being said, if you start treating him like he's normal, he'll learn what he likes and dislikes. That's going to make everything go a little smoother. But if you treat him normal and show him respect, like he's supposed to show you respect as his parent, your relationship will grow stronger. Just don't make a big emphasis on who he likes to date or not, you know. That's just my little two cents, but I hope that helps you, Jeffrey. Anywho, that's all I got for today.
I want to jump in on this one too, guys, because I can.
Yes, do it.
Yes, Jeffrey, my advice would be, it is 2021, almost 2022. Let it happen, man. Just let it happen. It's cool. Things happen. As long as whoever he's with treats him right and he's happy, there you go.
Exactly. If he's happy, he's happy. But the question that you really asked about was how you communicate with him, and how you communicate with him would be
with words,
your other kids. Yeah.
It's easy to do it with words. Yeah. If that don't work, nowadays kids like text messages. Try that.
Smoke signals.
Mm-hmm. Smoke signals. Oh, no, that's old school. That's too old school. They wouldn't understand that one.
Carrier pigeons, you know.
Carrier pigeons, yeah. There's a lot of ways of communication nowadays. Just throwing that out there. But no, those are some good questions, guys. And like I said, I won't be there to interrupt and make stupid jokes and stuff, so feel free to ask away on all the serious questions and whatnot. And Lacey
and
gives
totally
great advice, if you can't tell. She just gave some right now. She's always giving Shane advice, never me, because, you know, I never need it. I'm perfect and everything.
Everybody knows he's lying. Everybody knows.
Nuh-uh, prove it. Gosh. I'm not wrong. Anyways, I can end the show right now. Dakota is the best in the world. Click button, show ended. But anyways, guys, Christmas is coming up. Oh, hey, I meant to ask this at the beginning of the episode here. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, my Thanksgiving was a whole heck of a lot better than it was last year since I was on quarantine. Thank you.
I want to hear about that. Somebody else was on quarantine last year, too, during all this. Me.
But this year was really nice. We hadn't been together in over a year because Christmas we were quarantined, and then New Year we didn't really get together much because I was very ill. So it was the first real big dinner we've had since we were all kind of healthy and able to spread out and do our thing. There was about 30 of us, so it was really nice to see everybody.
Oh, wow.
So, and a lot of food, a lot of food, a lot of leftovers, a lot of homemade good stuff, yes.
That's what's up, man. That is what's
for
up.
Sure. And yours, how did yours go?
Let's see, I was off work, ate some turkey, smoked some pot, ate some more turkey, ate some dressing, ate some other things, smoked some more pot, ate some more. Probably smoked again. I don't know. Ate a little bit more. I think I fell asleep at some point. Woke up in the middle of the night and did a little online shopping. Like, I figured I'd get a head start on the Black Friday sales. That's about it.
Well,
anyways, we got a few minutes left of the show, so I figure right now is probably a good time to end it. Lacey, you know, awesome. Thank you for coming on, like always. Greatest co-host
anytime,
ever.
Anytime.
Don't tell Shane I said that, by the way.
I won't.
Shane,
know,
if you're listening, you're the greatest co-host ever. Sherry, if you're listening, you're the greatest co-host ever. Who else am I? Kaylee, if you're listening, you are the greatest co-host ever. Dang, I have a lot of co-hosts.
Much love to all y'all, by the way. I think we're all pretty great.
Oh, man.
We can all co-host with this guy. So.
There you go. But, yeah, anyways, this right here is like our 145th episode, everybody. Going on three years. So it's going to be awesome, guys. And I got a lot planned for this year coming up, it being our third year. The anniversary won't be till September, but I got a lot of stuff planned in between that. But, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We've also got some new merch, too.
Yeah, we also got some new merch fixing to come out. And I also got some bracelets made up. And We got a few other things. I think Shane has some stuff he's working on. And I don't know if anybody remembers that contest thing we did the other night. I don't know if anybody won or what happened with all that. Since Shane got corona, I'm going to have to get in touch with him and find out who actually won it. Because I wasn't allowed to enter it, you know, whatever. Just because I host the show, I'm not allowed to rig the contest. I don't see where it says that in the rule books. But whatever. Gosh. No, Dakota, you can't enter. That's cheating. Well, how's that cheating? Just because I was going to pick myself to win? That's not cheating. Whatever, though. That freaking
it's
monkey
okay,
head.
In all,
whatever.
In all fairness, I didn't enter either because it's not fair. So it wasn't just you. That was Anax.
Oh, shenanigans, guys. But anyways, I hope everybody's having a great weekend. Try to stay safe. I heard there's a new variant of the corona or COVID or whatever the hell they're calling it nowadays out there. I heard it came from South Africa. I don't know how it got here, but whatever, man. So try to stay safe from that, guys. Just because you've been vaccinated, don't stop wearing your mask. Don't start licking doorknobs again. Don't start doing the dumb shit like that, all right, guys? Try to stay safe
out there. It's not a cure.
Yeah, it's not a cure. It's just a... It's just a slowly downing from you getting it.
Yeah.
And there you go.
There you go.
You use big words. I was just going to dumb it down for all my fans out
there. I'm saying y'all are y'all remember that.
But, yeah, guys, this is probably going to be the last episode for this month. And that'll get, and then sometime after the 1st of December, sometime next week or so, we'll have another episode out, and like I said, starting this month coming up, we're going to end the year out strong with episodes, and we're going to start next year off on a blast. So it's going to be fun, guys. Just stay tuned to everything. Thank you for everybody that does listen, all the countries out there. You guys are awesome. Hope everybody's staying safe where you're at. And yeah, anything you want to say?
Everything's good. It's sounding great.
All right. Well, here's the most important thing from this show that if anybody listening ever, you know, takes away from this episode, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.